Get those nerds! To Bid Nerds. Look at that. We've got a special third nerd today, Bradley Brownell. Hello, Bradley Brownell.
Hello, Bid Nerds. I'm so happy to be here.
It is great. We're screwing this whole thing up. Have we ever done this before? I'm going to say no. Here we go. We got all three of us on there. There's Bradley is back. Hey, just so everybody knows, my name is John Polnick. We record the show from Las Vegas in the downtown Las Vegas Container Park. My partner Bradley, not my partner Bradley Brownell, he's the guest. My partner is Michael Deeb in San Francisco in his studio in the basement. How you doing, Michael Deeb?
I'm freezing. Blah. Like I'm Cleveland, it's so cold out here.
All right, with that horrible opening to the show, just for the new people who thought they'd try out Bid Nerds, and now they're going, I don't know why I clicked on this piece of dog meat.
This is the first episode you guys have ever done.
This is the very first episode we've ever done. Yeah, we've never done this before. Yeah, we have no clue.
Yeah, people, it's just time.
For those of you who are new, who found yourself in here, thanks for joining us. What we do on the show is we find the most interesting car of the day from all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. We have a little conversation about that car, and we make a prediction as to what's going to happen with that car's auction at the end. Will it sell? Will it not sell? And if so, for how much? So it's kind of like The Price is Right, only we don't win anything. So play along. You can do that in the comments. We take a little break in the middle of the show. At that point, you can put your bid in as well. Guys, let's get right to the car. Today's car is, golly, this is a not just interesting car, but a beautiful car. Michael Deeb, you're grinning from ear to ear. I know you're excited about this one. What do we got? Look at that, guys.
Well, JP, you know, you're supposed to eat 80% for nutrition and 20% for fun. We do the show, 80% for Porsche and then 20% for fun. This, to me, is fun. What we're looking at on Brink Trailer is a 1968 Fiat Dino Spider off out of North Salem, New York. So for those who don't know, Ferrari was going broke. Maybe you saw the Ford Ferrari movie. Ferrari was going broke, and he wound up selling a portion of the company to Fiat. The first thing Fiat asked for in exchange, actually, it might have even gone inverted the other way around. Enzo wanted to race a motor that was designed by his son. His son went to engineering school, and Ferrari didn't have the bandwidth to produce enough examples of the road version of that car with that motor to homologate the engine for racing. So Fiat said, well, we'll do it for you. And it gave Fiat the chance to feature a car with a Ferrari powertrain that would be an upmarket car for Fiat that could theoretically compete with some of the other classic European cars from Porsche and Jaguar and things of that nature. As it turns out, we would note, Fiat charged an arm and a leg for this car, and it really didn't sell very well, but it doesn't make the car any less exciting. This particular car is in, it looks like, completely refurbished cosmetically and mechanically. It looks to be almost new, which is pretty nice. Some details that are interesting. It's a 2-liter all-aluminum V6. It makes about 160 horsepower, but everybody recognizes that that was probably written to be underpowered compared to the Ferrari version of the car, which made 180 horsepower. The motors are virtually identical, so this is probably 180 horsepower. It feels really good. It's a 5-speed manual transmission. It runs the rear wheels. It has dual exhaust, and it features this beautiful Pininfarina bodywork, which looks stunning. The steering wheel that's on the car is a Nardi. That is incorrect. The Dino badge that you can see on the back deck lid is way out of place. That did not come on the car originally, that yellow badge on top of the deck lid. That's a shame that they put that on there. The other thing that's very interesting to me, according to the serial number, 949, this is a series 2 of the 2-liter Dino. I was under the impression that all of those came with a wooden dashboard.
The dashboard in this one is just black. And I thought that was only on the Series 1. So that's kind of an interesting thing to me. I'm not really sure if that is correct. But otherwise, this car looks really nice. The wheels are beautiful. They're magnesium chromadoras, and it's got those knockoffs. Really neat car. Super fun to drive. Silver is not my favorite color, but boy, it sure looks good in the studio shots that were taken. And, you know, Dinos were never really sold in this country, so pretty much all of them are gray market cars. It'll be interesting to see where this one goes. Obviously, my father had one, and so, you know, in my days, Dad drove the Fiat Dino more than just about any car. We had sort of a second car for us in my lifetime with him growing up. So I have a massive soft spot in my heart for this car and all things Fiat Dino. Even the hips are cool, even though I've never owned one. The Spiders have a short wheelbase and they fly. More interesting to know, they later made a second version of this car with a 2.4-liter motor, and they upgraded the transmission of that car to a ZF. At the end of this description, they write that it's a ZF 5-speed, and somebody at Bring a Trailer wrote that, but it should not be correct. If the guy who had this car upgraded to a ZF, he would have mentioned that in the comments. I paid the money to put the better transmission in the car. But as it was listed, I think it was listed correctly. So that's an interesting aspect of the thing. I don't think it's going to hold the value back. Don't think this car definitely didn't come with this stuff. So I don't think that's in there because it wasn't really noted as such. I think it was just one of those last little sentences thrown in by the writer at Bring a Trailer. So I turn to you, Bradley, and say, have you ever experienced the Fiat Dino Cooper Spider 2-liter or 2.4 anytime in all of the driving that you have done? And if you did, what did you think of it?
I can't say that I have, fortunately. It looks fantastic. And I love that engine. I have been in the Dino Dino, not the Fiat Dino.
Technically
it was a Ferrari, but this looks amazing, and I would absolutely love to drive one. The car itself looks really well done. I am running away scared at the Fulda tires that are basement garbage tires.
They're also from 08.
08, date coded 01, 08. That is insane. So they're asking a premium, or they're going to get a premium for a car that at the very least needs tires. I'm going to say that, looking at some historic data here on Bring a Trailer, I'm going to say this one is a new record on Bring a Trailer. I'm going to go 149,000.
Oh, he's going right to the bid. All right. Look at that.
Right to the bid.
JP, what do you think of the car? We've covered a couple of these on the show because I love the car so much. It's one of my all time favorite cars. And it's probably because John, my dad and I had that car for like a decade. I mean, I probably put, legit 8,000 or 10,000 miles on most things. We drove that car everywhere. I hope that I get one and that you get to drive it, JP, because I think you're going to love it. As a Porsche guy and a Cabrio guy, I think this car will tick the box for you. But what do you think of when you get this car? Certainly without the wooden dash, it's got a very industrial, very purposeful look. It looks a little racier that black dash. What do you think?
Yeah, I love the black dash. I love this car. I heart this car so much. It is just beautiful. In a lot of ways, I like it better than the Ferrari version. And it is just, my first car was a Fiat. And it was an absolute piece of junk. But when I drove it, I was thinking I was driving this, that's what I wanted. But instead my little 850 Sport that I had to push all the time. I think its value is going to be pretty high because it comes with a jar of Sriracha there. And I know that's doubled or twice, the price of that has really gone up. Michael Deeb, I got to go to you, though. I mean, it is a benefit to me to bid last because I really wouldn't have the slightest idea where to start with this car. I don't know if I'd ever even really seen one until we went to, the pit stop, down there in your neck of the woods with Rafi's
the
place.
The blue one.
That blue one. Was that your dad's car?
No, the you know, Rafi has whittled down to like six customers that have these incredible collections of cars, and so he works exclusively for them. One of his kids still has my dad's car, and he repainted it in dark blue metallic, like a midnight blue. But that lighter blue car that we saw, Rafi acquired, I had a chance to buy it, and I kind of missed it. Rafi sort of has sold to a customer, but then the engine kind of conked out, so he rebuilt the motor, and he's going to repaint the car. The car will come back and be available, but it's probably out of my price range at that point. As Rafi's going to build that motor up and put a fresh paint job on it, it'll be a $200,000 plus car. This car is interesting, John. My original knee-jerk reaction to this car is $140,000. There are a couple of little things that are off on this car, but I think those are things that could easily be rectified. And then you could have a car that, you know, with a nice restoration and good panel gaps, and as long as this car is not smoking out of one bank of the cylinders, this could be a car that you could theoretically show and compete with. You could take it to car shows or have a really nice car to take out and rally. I wouldn't be surprised, because the studio shots look so good, if Bradley is correct. But I think the correct value for this car should be 140 grand. But if he wins one, or it's up to the $150,000 range, I wouldn't be surprised, because it's all there and it looks like it's nicely done. So, JP, I turn it back to you.
Yeah, I'm going to go right back to you, because I think it's time to bid. Bradley already threw his number down, so what's yours?
Yeah, 140. I that was my nerdy reaction, was 140. That's what I had written. Bradley came in over, but I don't think he said if he wins, I wouldn't surprise.
You know, this is one of those cars that is sought after by a certain type of person that I think may be less affected by all the things that are going on in the economy that might be pushing prices down. This is the kind of car that is not on, you know, if someone's out there going, oh, I want to spend a couple $100,000 on a car, I want to spend $150,000 on a car, this is not a car that's on most people's list. This is a car that gets added to a collection. So, and you know, there are not a lot of them ever pop up, so I'm guessing whoever wants this car has wanted this car for a long time. And if so, yeah, I'm what was your number, Deep?
140. Bradley at 149.
I'm gonna split the difference between you guys, because I'm gonna be a dirty fence sitter and say 145, because I have no idea. All right, guys, what do you think out there watching this? Is this Fiat Dino gonna bring the bank? Do you want that can of sriracha with this thing? I think it's spicy. I want this car, but I don't know if $150,000, if I would try to buy this thing for that. I think, well, I don't know. Let's find out. Now's the time to put your bid in. And guys, we are going to find out how much this car sold for right after this. Hey guys, I'm super excited to tell you about our sponsor, Guys Customs. That's Guys, G-Y-X, _ customs. That's how you spell it. Guys Customs bracelets. These things are amazing. Check them out. They're handmade in America, custom bracelets made to match your watch or your car. These things are unbelievable. I have three or four of them myself. My partner, Michael Deeb, has a bunch of them. They're pretty addictive once you get one. Each one of them are bespoke. We're talking carbon fiber. We're talking titanium. We're talking stainless steel, glass. There's none of this cheap Chinese garbage that you see a lot of bracelets being made out there. These ones are super high quality. They're made right here in America. When you go to Guys Customs on Instagram, it's about the only place that you can order one of these. When you DM the artist, you're actually reaching the real artist when you DM Guys Customs at Instagram. And she will make you a bracelet made to match that special watch, that special car, or that special person that has a special watch or a special car, and they want something really, really cool in their life. They make the most amazing gifts. I get compliments on mine all the time. Everywhere I go, people are like, wow, that's really cool. You can see in the pictures, you know, these beads, the colored beads are PTS. They're paint to sample. So if you have a specific color code for your car, she'll have beads made that are specifically painted to match your car. or your watch. It's unbelievable. You got to get one of these Guys Customs bracelets. Check them out. They support us, and we really, really, really want to support them. Guys Customs bracelets. All right, let's get back to the bids. Let's find out how much that car sold for today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Bid Nerds, your daily nerd out on the most interesting car of the day from all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. We're here in the future. Bradley Brenell left us. He's going back to his museum. He's wandering around his amazing collection of cars there at the Crawford Museum Automotive. What is it? Aviation. Automotive? Yes. Yeah.
I just got to go check that out. I picture him walking around in a bathrobe and flip-flops with a newspaper under his arm, you know, going, "Good morning, everybody." You know, like
he never You are probably right. All right. Well, everyone has stuck around at this point to be in the future with us to find out what happened with the auction on this amazing Ferrari, Fiat Dino. I just can't help but call it a Ferrari because it looks like one.
It is a poor man's Ferrari, but you get all the Ferrari thrills and all the Ferrari repair bills, but only a fraction of the purchase price. Our 1968 Fiat Dino Spider on Bring a Trailer did really well. The car sold. Let's review. Bradley Brenell was the high bidder at $149,000. You were the middleman at $145,000, and neither of you listened to the expert, this guy, who has owned one of these cars before. I came in at $140,000. Our car sold at for $138,500 on a pretty mediocre 20 bids on Bring a Trailer. I think that's kind of the right price for this car. Like I said, JP, it's nice. Like, the studio shots make it look good. I don't think silver is a strong color for this car. Certainly, it looks great in these images, but I don't think the car looks as good on the road in silver. I think this is such a sexy and sensual car that it needs something a little brighter than silver, which is very industrial looking. There was a few other little wonky things on the car that I think held it back from being $150,000 or $160,000 example. We're also experiencing a softening of the market, you made a really strong point about the guy that can afford a car like this isn't necessarily as affected by the softening of the market at large, or the softening of the economy as we're seeing as everything's slowing down. But this just isn't a blue chip collectible. You know, I think your $150,000 could go farther on a different make and model. So to me, that number makes sense. I won this one. So. Anyway, good value for the money at $138,000. You certainly couldn't restore one for that much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's not just that. I mean, cause like $150,000, that's a lot of money, but it's not really a lot of money. It's certainly not a lot of money in the collector car world. Right. So I think that just whittles down this car to the enthusiast that knows what it is and really wants one. And they probably have their pick at this point, because how many people are really looking for the Fiat version, the Dino, versus the Ferrari version? So what year did they start calling it the Ferrari? And how different is that car, and how much would that be worth?
Well, it's a really interesting point, JP. So they made this car for basically 2 years, 67 and 68, with a 2-liter aluminum block, aluminum heads. A couple years later, in 70 and 71, they made another batch of 246 versions of this car that had an independent rear suspension and the iron block 2.4-liter motor with a little more power. Ferrari also made an aluminum-bodied, aluminum-block 2-liter Dino. And those cars, JP, from 66, 67, and 68, those cars are $600,000 to $800,000.
Wow.
246 Dinos, which they made like 3,000 of, are still in that like $380,000 to $500,000 range for the 246s, of which there are a ton of. But those original aluminum 2-liter Dinos that are really kind of the sister car or cousin car to this, they bring stupid money in the secondary market because they're very rare, very sought after, and ultra lightweight. They're really cool cars, you don't see them very often.
I didn't notice this before, but the stereo in this thing, isn't that one of those like literally $35 eBay specials, classic
stereo
specials?
Yeah.
You're going to put that bad in this car? That's crazy.
Well, and the Dino album, the yellow Dino emblem on the back deck lid of the car. And it's just, like I said, stupid things like that, I think, really held this car back. I mean, you know, if they had just done this as faithful to the original as possible, I think they would have gotten maybe a few, they may might have left a couple dollars on the table.
A 2-liter engine, I mean, how much different is the driving experience between this and like a Fiat 124 Spider?
Well, a Fiat 124 Spider is like an 85 to 100 horsepower car. Maybe yeah. some of them have 110. If you build a motor in one of those with dual carbs and hot cams, you're looking at like 140 horsepower. This car was rated at 160 horsepower, but it's okay. the exact same engine that came in the Ferrari Dino 2-liter, which was rated at 180 horsepower. And everybody thinks Enzo made sure that Fiat wouldn't say this car had the same horsepower as a Ferrari, yeah. And that this car really makes 180 horsepower. The other thing, this motor was essentially designed by his son, who died of leukemia. But the son designed this motor as his thesis at the Turin Engineering School or whatever. So when his son died, Enzo decided to race the motor that his son designed, and they built it. So this is a double overhead cam, chain-driven cams. This motor, JP, sounds so incredible when you're driving down the road. You can hear all the gear noise and all the chain-driven cams. It's an unbelievable motor to drive. Three big Weber carburetors on in between the V. And dual exhaust coming out of the back. I mean, it's pretty freaking awesome. This is a really cool car to drive.
Well, then that, I mean, look, $140,000+, it seems like if you want something, I mean, what do you get in Ferrari for that kind of money? I mean, you can wind up in 355 land or something like that, but yeah. you're not going to get something yeah. classic like this.
No, you'll get probably the nicest 6-speed manual 355 Spider would probably be your best and most exhilarating driving experience to compare to this for the money.
But not even remotely close to the same kind of, I mean, there's just apples to oranges. I mean, it's yeah. kind of a borderline modern Ferrari versus something that is just fully classic. I mean, this just has yeah. is super. I know that it would have looked better in Ferrari red or something like that, but I got to tell you, for I love the silver. I mean, I think it's yeah. it's subtle and not a lot of people are going to notice what it is, but it just looks so classy. I don't know. This car is beautiful. It sounds to me like someone kind of got a deal because it's very easy to change that badge and a couple little things. And now, like you said, I'd sure like to experience one, get behind the wheel of one. I have no idea what this car's like to drive.
That's going to happen. Rafi's got one that's coming out of paint up. And maybe we'll do some ads for him and you drive it. You'll be like, holy shit.
I look forward to that. All right, guys, what do you think of the results of this? For I keep calling it a Ferrari, this Fiat Dino. Man, this I like this car just because it's just like low rent Ferrari. That's me, I guess. Boy. Do you think this thing was bought well? Was this an opportunity for someone to get into a really classy ride for not a lot of money, relatively? Let's be honest. Or is this something that someone's just overpaying for just another Fiat found on road? Or what was the was it Fix It Again, Tony?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the old adage. All right, guys, let us know in the comments below. We've been getting some really, really good comments lately. People are kind of nailing their bids. I think they're better at this than us, Deeb. We really got to start keep track on the show and do yeah. some shout outs for them here in the next couple weeks.
Swag. We own swag.
We're working swag. On the swag. Hit the subscribe, like, notification button if you haven't already. We know a lot of people are watching that aren't subscribed. What the heck, man? Come on. Join the herd. You are a nerd, so spread the word. And we will see you tomorrow on the next episode.
Thanks, Brother!
Get those words!